A very special lifestyle section this morning because we are joined in the studio. You can tell it when it's a popular lifestyle section when it's me and Joe, but also Sam Bridges and Katricia are in the studio. Mm. Morning.
Morning. I'm on a champagne-covered chair.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Because
it's a bit damp.
We are... oh, dear me. This is starting up well.
Paper towel.
Andy Lawson came in earlier and said, you're tasting wine live on the radio. This could go very wrong. Already has, because Joe Rawson can't open up a bottle of champagne without spilling it all over the equipment.
It just shocked me, the way that the court fired out the bottle.
Unbelievable. Let's talk wine with an expert. And that, of course, is the wine expert himself from TV and elsewhere. And it's Ollie Smith. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning.
How are you?
In great form, thanks. Yeah, I'm sorry about the champagne. I'm just, I can just envisage the whole studio. You licking it off the walls.
Well, luckily, it didn't go underneath the mixer desk, so we're okay. But our illustrious boss, Sam, is sitting on a rather damp chair.
It's a bit moist over here.
It's a bit moist.
It's classy, but moist.
It's gone all over me, so I'm going to smell like a drunkard for the rest of the day.
Man. Perfect. Get him out and about interviewing highfalutin people, I think, today. That's what we need to do. Ollie, we've got a number of wines to taste here, but we are becoming a bit of a nation of wine experts, I believe.
It's amazing. Do you know what? I started out probably 20 years ago working in a wine shop delivering boxes, and it just wasn't that popular at the time. It wasn't that widespread in the supermarkets. These days, it's something that people really love, and I think it's great. People go on holiday, they come back, they take the flavours with them, they bring them home, and people are much more, I think, prepared to taste something that maybe they haven't tasted before and share that, and indeed pair it with food, which I think has been a big part of why wine's become such a hit.
There's lots of research have been done by P&O Cruises that have revealed just what you're saying there, that we're bringing wine back from holiday destinations, we're embracing lower alcohol wines. What?
Well, I think that lower alcohol thing's interesting, isn't it? Because I think people are looking for something, you know, because if you want to have a glass at lunchtime, you don't want to kind of, you know, go back to work and feel like you immediately have to snooze for the entire day.
I don't know. So,
depending on where you work. But I think the lower alcohol thing is quite an interesting one. I think, you know, we had a trend in the 90s particularly where wines were getting up to 14.5%, even around 15%. And that's a lot of booze. And what that can do as well is that can be such a lot of flavour that what you're eating, you can't actually taste the thing that's on the plate, because all you can taste is this great big amount of booze in your wine. So lower alcohol is definitely one that's on the rise. And also I think people enjoying wine by the glass. So rather than getting a whole bottle, lots more restaurants, cafes and wine bars like Mind the Glass House, people are serving it by the glass, so you can mix and match and explore a bit more easily.
Now we've obviously got differing levels of wine experience in the studio here. Let's just go around the studio. Ollie, we know you're an absolute expert.
I love the stuff.
You love the stuff. Sam Bridges, what about yourself? What's your wine history like?
I'm more of a red man, to be honest.
You're a red man, okay.
Yeah, despite that. Malbec, Sam?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you like your Malbec? Is that one?
I do, yeah. Yeah,
Bang on, Malbec at the moment. Malbec with meat is a brilliant combination. Widely available, fab with your barbecue. You're on to a winner.
There you go, Malbec.
Yeah, Malbec's a great little grape. It's fantastic.
Katricia, what about you?
I've been wine tasting once, and for about a month I was an expert. And then I just went into the shops and looked for the ones with the nicest labels and the cheapest prices.
We all do it. You know what? The thing about wine tasting, though, I've always thought, is actually about tasting things you really enjoy. And even if you're new to wine, you know, part of my job as an expert is not to say, oh, you've got to try this. I think what I should do is listen to the flavours you actually like and then try and recommend you something similar. So if you tell me, you know, for example, did you like Pinot Grigio? Can you remember that Italian grape?
Yeah, it's all right.
It doesn't sound like it really set your world alight, to be honest.
No.
Moving on to Joe Rawson, I'm thinking Lambrini.
Smells like Lambrini.
Had some bad experiences on wine when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Just used to buy a bottle of wine because that was cheaper than going out getting on the vodkas and beers.
Yeah.
So. One bottle of wine, that was it.
It's that holiday
one bottle of wine.
See you at 3 a.m.
Holiday feeling unleashed.
So, not an expert.
But an enjoyer, a reveller.
That's it, I'm a reveller.
A reveller. I think as long as you're revelling in wine, surely that's got to be it.
Can it be a bit like Kat was saying there? It's almost like picking a horse in the Grand National. You kind of go for the best name, best colour of the bottle, what the label looks like.
I think, you know, a lot of people have been led to buy in times gone by on offers, but I think actually wine's become better at getting more consistently well-priced and getting more kind of informal as well. You know, I remember when I started out, no bottle had any information on it at all. It was just, you know, if it was a French wine, it would just have a little bit of French, or if it was Spanish, it would have some Spanish. These days, you can expect a little bit more information on bottles, and I think we need to go a whole lot further with that and talk about wine, you know, in language that anybody can understand. I've always believed, you know, you don't have to spend a fortune to enjoy great wine, but similarly, I've no idea why wine somehow became its own language. We all started talking about wine in a really weird way.
Yeah,
it is. I must admit, price for me. Yeah. I'm someone that
under a fiver.
Well, it makes me a connoisseur if I go around Asda and I'm looking for the most expensive bottle that's been reduced to $450.
Yes,
there's some great stuff. Asda. I'll tell you what. I'll give you an Asda tip. There's a wine called the Extra Special Douro from Portugal, which is a fiver. It's a cracking red wine. You know, brilliant value for money as well. And I'd give a shout out as well for good value to Aldi. Lidl are doing a good job. You know, even places like Marks and Spencers. You know, for the wines that are at £5 and £6. The quality actually is pretty good. Today, you know, if I wouldn't have necessarily said that oddly 5 years ago, but today I'm definitely thinking they're getting much better at delivering the goods.
Let's get tasting. Let's get tasting.
Yeah, what have you got in there?
Right, what have we got here? What are we tasting first?
The Money Spider is the
You've got the Money Spider Russo, and that's made by a bloke called Chester Osborne down in Darrenburg in McLaren Vale in Australia. And he looks like the world's jolliest pirate. He's got these enormous ginger locks, and he always wears a Hawaiian shirt.
Whoa, that's enough. Not for you, Ollie.
He's driving. Pouring it by the pipe.
Honestly, he's trying to put like a full glass in here.
And I tell you, he is pouring it like a man that does buy his wine just in Wetherspoons.
Yes. Into a pint glass. You buy your wine by the box, and I'm not saying by the box of six. It's a box of wine.
Yeah, a bag of wine, as I like to call it. Take it out of the box.
Take it to a festival, sleep on the pillow.
Exactly.
Ollie, how should we be doing this?
Well, do you know what? The thing about wine, I mean, you can swirl the glass. The idea of swirling it is just to unleash the smells and bells. It's been cooped up in the bottle. But then when you taste it, the truth of it is, anybody can learn to evaluate. I love the sound. It's great. Who's got the hooter?
I'm snorting.
Get involved.
Oh, it's got some very nice summer notes.
Yeah, it's pretty summery. That's exactly it.
Sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's light and easy, and it's one of those wines that's just peachy. It's refreshing. A good wine as opposed to an okay wine. Once you've sipped it, the flavours should linger for a while after you've sipped the wine. So that's an indication that anybody can see and taste.
Yeah, it's got good an quality. Aftertaste.
Are you meant to aerate the wine when you take it? You're meant to like
suck it through the old. Yeah, people do that, but you know, I cut out the middleman there. I pour my wine into a jug or a decanter,
into a jug,
and then into the glass, and that aerates it for you.
I've never seen a man the drinking wine just pull the face that Joe Rawson just pulls. Honestly.
You sound like you're purring.
It's
a man purr.
He's keeping it classy.
I'm thinking that's quite tart, that wine. But,
yeah, it's a refresher for sure.
It's quite peachy.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of peach zest. And it's one of those wines, you know, if you're sitting at home, it's a gorgeous aperitif. But also barbecue, shellfish, that kind of thing. If you're putting prawns on, absolutely lovely.
I'm going to sound like a complete dullard here, but...
Yeah.
It just tastes like white wine.
Like white wine. Do you know what?
I really have a struggle when people say, oh, you can find this flavour and that flavour and a hint of this. I'm like, I really can't.
It ultimately comes down to, you know, if you find one you like, crack on. And if you don't, there's so many more styles. You know, ideally, I'd be sitting in a room with you and I'd open up an army of bottles and we'd diagnose which wine was going to give you maximum pleasure. But yeah, my brother's the same. I remember once I was doing a show and my brother was with me and I was like, what can you smell of that wine? He goes, grapes and water. I thought, yeah, thanks. Way to make the family look good, Will. Cheers for that.
We've got the bottle of Whiston open as well.
We're cracking on. Now, what? Tell us a bit about this one.
Well, English sparkling wine, the quality of that stuff just goes just through the roof. And what you can expect from an English sparkling wine is a slightly zestier style than a French champagne. And the reason for that is that we're a little bit cooler in the climate. So you get a bit more sharpness. Is that a man fur coming back? It's the man snort.
Where are the
lady snorts?
Where's the lady snort?
I can't.
Cat, go on. One big snort.
No.
Cat's all about the dignity.
I'm drinking out of a Yorkie mug.
No, that's very true.
I'll tell the winemaker. Dermot will love that.
We've got everything here. Yorkie mugs and tumblers from IKEA. We're doing very well.
That is very nice, though, that,
it's
that
good
wisdom.
Fizz. When you're trying to judge a fizz, what you're looking for is tiny bubbles. You want the more bubbles and the smaller they are, generally speaking, the better the quality. But English sparkling wine, it's been going on since, there was a paper lodged in the Royal Society in 1662, which was before even the French had got their act together and started talking about it down in France. So you could say that not only did we invent the football, we also invented the fizz.
Cat the nose mar this is your new wine tasting name, because you got the peachy notes first. What have you got at this one, Cat?
Well, it feels a bit tart, so is it a little bit raspberry-y?
Yeah, well, we're getting a lot of sharp flavours in this wine. Yeah, raspberry, as you talk about, lemony flavours. But the thing I love about this is it's a very intense, it's a really bright flavour. And again, it's one of those things, you know, gleaming. I just can't believe we're making this kind of quality in West Sussex, which actually isn't far from where I live. It's amazing.
Just choking on it.
You're just choking.
All I can taste is fizz.
Yeah, just like more bubbles.
I'm not a bit. I'm a big fan of red wine, and we have no red wine here.
That's shocking. I'll have to.
I know. I'm slightly upset.
I will stick a hose pipe all the way to the studio. I'll get my wine hose out, and we'll pump it there direct.
On that bombshell.
It's a bombshell.
Ollie, if people want to find out a little bit more about this research by P&O, website to go to?
Well, you can have a look at P&O's website. I'll be joining them on a 14-night Mediterranean cruise in September. If you want to have join me on the high seas of wine, you're more than welcome. Otherwise, enjoy the summer, have great holidays, and enjoy the vino.
Ollie, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Cheers.
Cheers. See you soon.